Brandon, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
I know these are busy days for you, but we appreciate you carving out a few minutes to be with us here today. What's this off-season program like? Steve was mentioning he thought today was pretty rigorous, pretty intense, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the workouts are tough, but, you know, they need to be tough, especially, you know, OTAs coming up and then, you know, that training camp grind. I mean, you need to be in the best shape of your life, and, you know, the strength staff's doing a great job preparing us for that.
You were one of the splash guys. Fans said, wow. And they, you know, a lot of people thought you were going to make the 53 last year, and then you didn't. And then tell people what your year was like last year. It's not like you disappeared and went home and, you know, crawled under a rock. Tell us about your season last year and what happened to you after the 53 was made.
Yeah, I mean, just they said they wanted me on the practice squad. Right. And so, you know, I knew the road wasn't over there. And so, you know, every day just came and, you know, did my job on scout season. Sometimes they even had us playing corner. And so, you know, I was going to give the best look at corner to, you know, help the team win. And at the end of each practice, they had like a player development, which was kind of the practice squad to play against each other. And, you know, just kept making plays there and then worked my way up and finally got moved up towards
right.
the end.
Right. So that's the thing people don't understand. They kind of disappear and they don't see you on Sunday. They don't realize you're playing wide out 6 days a week and you're in there, you're watching them practice, helping the team win, and doing all kinds of stuff, and it's kind of a bonus. It's kind of plus to be able to keep playing football,
yeah,
even
absolutely.
Though you're not getting to play on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, you definitely, whenever, you know, you can get a check, whether it's practice squad or active, you know, playing football, the game we love, I mean, you can't take any day for granted.
Awesome.
And,
yeah.
You know, I just kind of had that mentality to enjoy every moment, and, you know, whatever happened the next day happens.
So, on the active roster, the last third of the season then, essentially, right. The last five games, did it hurt when you weren't Sunday active, when you were one of the, you know, guys who were scratched off the list on Sunday?
You know, it was frustrating at times, especially, you know, throughout the week we had talked, you know, I'd probably be, you know, active, or I might be active. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't hang my head on that. And, you know, when it came Sunday, if I wasn't suiting up, I was, you know, we don't have cheerleaders here, so I was going to be the biggest cheerleader, you know. Help the guys do what I can.
They probably didn't know. I mean, the whole receiving position was in a state of flux all season with injuries and guys in and out of the lineup and a trade and training camp. I mean, the whole receiving position was a little bit different last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all over the place. It was an interesting first year for me, seeing. I think, you know, from OTA to the end of the year, I think we were talking, we had, you know, 20-some receivers in and out of the room. And, you know, I stuck through the whole way. And so, you know, that was my goal to, when I, you know, signed free agent here, that my goal was to, you know, stay with the same team the whole way through. And, you know, I did that. And, you know, it's something I'm proud of.
And how big a difference has that made now? Now you've been around the block, you know, once, and now you're on your second lap, you know, coming in. Tell us how much different it feels this year.
Yeah, you know, the mind's not swimming as much, you know.
Right.
Last year coming in, really wasn't sure what to expect. And, you know, even with, you know, workouts, you know, I kind of got the gist of it, but, you know, we had a new offense this year, so it's kind of starting over with that side of things. But, you know, just mentally way more confident this year, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
With Brandon Riley, Bills receiver, going into his second year, how different are you from a year ago at this time? You came in right around this time last year, right, when the undrafted rookies came in.
Yep.
How are you better equipped now to be in the lineup and help the Bills now than you were 12 months ago?
You know, just more consistent and then more just mentally strong. And, you know, mental is half the battle in this league, you know, knowing you can do it. You know, I was pretty confident coming in, but now that, you know, I've been around, I've seen how the veteran guys, you know, Andre Holmes, Kelvin, guys like that, I see them and, you know, learn from them every day. And, you know, I'm just a lot more confident this year.
Is your body different, Brandon? Are you bigger? Or?
Yeah, definitely bigger and stronger. I mean, that's an ongoing process, though. I don't think you stop right. that until you get old, like,
yeah,
you know,
like me, right? Yeah, I stopped a long time ago. Tell me a little bit. I've said this before, and I don't know if it still holds true and what you think about it. Give me your take on it. I always said, listen, it's harder to get in the league than it is to stay in the league. Because once you get in, you know, like you said, you're getting a check. You can make a living being a professional athlete. Is it mm-hmm. easier now to stay in the league, than it is to kind of get in that first year like last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what my receiver coach in college told me. He said it's harder to get in than stay in. And,
right.
you know, I feel I'm still kind of on that bubble because I, you know, I didn't get game snaps, so I'm still kind of like not all the way in really. So, you know, I'm not where I want to be. But I feel like I got my foot in the door a little, and so hopefully I can, you know, get on the field and make plays and, you know, get both feet in the door.
Yeah, I always felt like I was on the bubble. It's a good place to be because it keeps you motivated, right?
Oh, yeah, keeps your chip on your shoulder always.
Tell us a little bit. So we've been talking all the way around about this Josh Allen and how you probably caught some balls from him.
Today, I would think.
Yeah, just today was the first day.
So tell us about him. What do you think about him? What's his arm like? How's it been? How's the new guys with Tremaine Edmonds, this new draft class? Because you were part of these new guys coming in last year, and now you see another crop coming in. Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, offense and defense are split up right now, so I haven't. I just walked by and saw Edmonds, the linebacker, and he almost looked like Kelvin from behind. Yeah, so
right, he's huge.
That's a monster linebacker. But, you know, Josh Allen out there, he's big and strong. He got a very strong arm, and you know, it'll be a good quarterback competition, and you know, whoever's back there, you know, I'm gonna do my best to make them look good and, you know, help myself out.
What do you see from McCarron? You've had a couple weeks of work with him, right?
Yeah, and this is leadership. You know, he came over, doesn't know guys, but you know, he made it pretty apparent right away. He's a leader, and you know, he wants to be the guy back there, and you know, everyone in the locker room, you know, we're not picking sides which quarterback we want, just whoever's back there, we trust them, and you know, the receivers as a whole, we're going to do our thing to help them out in the team.
Last year, it came out, it was a brand new coaching staff, bunch of new players, the roster turned, you were new. Now, you kind of got this culture of starting to build, and you kind of know what this team's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to feel like. Talk a little bit about how that has helped you guys build on what you did last year.
Yeah, definitely. Just the culture of the guys, a lot of hardworking guys, you know, not a lot of big-name guys. I know, you know, they had put an article in our locker about, you know, the Vegas hockey team this year and how they're kind of, you know, not a lot of big-name guys, but they all bought into the process and the system and the culture, and, you know, you see their success. And, you know, I think just last year we had the Bills as an organization had a big leap of growth, and, you know, we got a sniff of that playoffs, and, you know, I think everyone just ready to keep going, driving to the next level.
You were on the roster at the game in Miami December 31st, on the plane ride coming home. Have you ever experienced anything like that, the way
Nothing.
This town responded? I mean, you had some big games at Nebraska.
Yeah.
But have you ever had anything quite like that?
Nah, nothing. That just the locker room as a whole. I mean, I remember just standing back and looking, you know, guys like Kyle Williams, and just you could just see, you know, the emotion and, you know, how much it meant to guys like that. And then, you know, the plane ride, you got people hugging that don't even think they know each other. And then, you know, landing. I think we landed at like 1:30 in the morning. And
it was 2 degrees, yeah.
It was freezing cold. And, I mean, I think I saw people with no shirts on out there, signs. And there's thousands of people out there. It was a very neat experience. I'm glad I, you know, couldn't.
How motivating have you guys talked about when you get back together? I mean, you go back, they go down to Jacksonville, and the season's over, and you kind of break up, and then this is the kind of the first time you guys get a chance to get back together. Has there been any reminiscing about how great it was at the end of last season, about, hey, it's motivation, let's get back there, let's do more?
Oh, yeah, everyone definitely talking about it, and, you know, that's the standard is, you know, playoff caliber, get to the playoffs, and now don't just get there, but, you know, move your way through the playoffs, and, you know, fans deserve it, too. I mean, you saw probably videos, I'm sure. They were jumping off buses on the tables in Jacksonville. Like, those guys are everywhere. You know, they are the best fans. I got blessed. I mean, Nebraska, they have sellouts every game, and I come here, and it's crazy madness sellouts. And, you know, the fans are definitely a big part of the Bills, too.
With Bills receiver Brandon Riley, new receivers coach this year. Tell us about Terry Robiskie, what you've learned from him so far.
Yeah, he's I love him already as a coach. You know, he's got a lot of knowledge. He's been in the league a long time. Him and Chad Hall, they both – you know, take the receiver coaching duties, and, you know, it's nice having, you know, two different inputs. Chad, you know, played more recently, and Terry's been coaching a long time, and, you know, our room's really coming together, I think, and learning this playbook because, you know, it is tough, but, you know, they're doing a great job getting us prepared.
We're asking, you know, listeners today about what the Bills need. I'm sure you feel your room might be complete, right, with the group you have at receiver. You probably look around and see guys who can do some things, you know, when you look around and see some of the veterans and some of the young guys, two new rookies, two draft picks coming in this year.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we don't have a lot of big-name guys in there. Obviously, Kelvin's a pretty big name, but, you know, we feel confident there, and everyone has, you know, we feel a role that they can contribute to this team. And, you know, in training camp, it's going to come down to the wire, you know, who makes it. And, you know, I wish all those guys luck, but, you know, I hope, you know, I'm one of those last guys standing.
Brandon, thanks. We appreciate you coming
in. Great talking to you.
Yeah, good talking with you.
I know you got to go.
Got to show these quarterbacks how to golf.
Crush them.
That's take some money,
quarterbacks
too.
Like that when you crush them.
Those are the guys that have money, too.
I know. That's why I said bring a checkbook.
Brandon Riley, Bill's second-year wide receiver, in studio with us.